At a meeting this week, the Skagway School Board appointed resident Mark Smith to an empty seat on the board. Smith was one of four people who submitted letters of interest for the open seat. In Skagway's municipal election earlier this month, there were two open seats on the school board, but just one candidate ran. John Hischer was re-elected to his seat and nominated to continue serving as school board president. Mark Smith, Bruce Weber, Rebecca Jensen, and Mark Larman submitted letters of interest for the open seat. Here's Board President Hischer at the Monday meeting.
It is exciting to have four really great people who are interested in going to the school board.
Hischer asked the candidates a few questions about their qualifications and why they were running. Smith said he has two young kids in the school.
I saw this as an opportunity to give back to the community, help out a little bit.
Larman said he is also interested in the board because he has two kids in the district. Jensen is a lifelong resident and former Skagway school student with one child at the school.
The school is the center of our community.
Weber was the only one out of the four candidates who had served on the board before.
The workings of the school board when I was on it was not quite as joyous as it is now to you, and I think it would actually be fun to participate in this process.
After hearing from the other three candidates, Larman told the school board that he wanted to withdraw his name from the running. He said the other candidates seemed more qualified than him since they had served on other community boards. So it was between Smith, Jensen, and Weber. The three left the room while the school board deliberated. Board member Kara Cosgrove recused herself from the discussion and vote because she is married to Weber. Here's Board President Hischer.
But one of the things that I'm looking for is continuity on the school board, and it's hard to get people to run.
He said since Smith has two young children in the school, he might be more invested in serving on the board long term. In Weber's letter of interest, he said he was only interested in serving 1 year. Board member Darren Belisle said he thought Jensen might be the best candidate. He said she would do her homework and not be afraid to voice her opinion. Board member Mary Tidlow leaned towards Smith because of his experience going into a vocational field instead of attending college. That was something Smith mentioned when talking about what he would bring to the board. Here's Tidlow.
Mark offers the viewpoint of the kids who are graduating and kids who are in school that may not go on to college and whatnot, and I think that is a plus.
The board members voted 2-1 in favor of Smith. Since he was appointed and not elected, his seat will have a 1-year term that expires in the next election cycle. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.